protests in Baghdad inside the Iraqi parliament, shouting at the leadership, calling for the ouster of the current parliamentary speaker. Demonstrations of upwards of 100,000 people on the streets have put the government on notice. Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr says government corruption and political patronage has to end. The crisis has brought Baghdad to a standstill. For more, we go to Baghdad and journalist Jane Araf. Jane, welcome.
Thank you.
What is the state of politics in Iraq right now, if we can say?
It is, to be perfectly honest, a mess. This is one of the biggest political crises this country has faced since 2003, really. So over the past few weeks, what we've seen are huge protests that have been headed by a Shia cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr. Now, he has come back as a major political figure, and he has warned that if he doesn't get reforms in parliament, in government, a brand new cabinet, he will send those followers, which are very loyal to him, into the green zone where the U.S. Embassy is and all the government offices are. So what we've seen over the past week is an attempt by parliament to get together to try to come up with a new cabinet. Now, what that resulted in at one point is members of parliament throwing punches and water bottles at each other.
To the people of Iraq, what does the green zone represent? Some kind of castle in, you know, on the hill that is unattainable and actually holds all the power over their lives?
It does, kind of. It's become a symbol of corruption and excess and everything that's wrong with this country for a lot of Iraqis. And we have to remember that most Iraqis have never seen the green zone. It started as Saddam Hussein's palace, but after Saddam was overthrown, it became even bigger and it's just grown. So now when people outside who don't have electricity and don't have jobs and look at these politicians and members of parliament who have pretty much everything they want, they think, I want some of that.
Are the Kurds still in the game? And does anyone have any influence here, either in terms of administering oil revenue, foreign aid, to actually change things from the outside?
The Kurds are very much in the game because they're a major part of the political equation here. And they haven't gone their own way yet. Most of them deeply want to be a separate state, but they realize there are a lot of factors that will make that very difficult right now. And what's really been worrying lately is we're beginning to see what could be the start of fighting between the Kurdish forces and forces loyal to the Iraqi government from former Shia militias. Essentially, at the core of it, is a struggle for power that's always been there in places like Kirkuk, for instance, where there's oil. And now that ISIS has come in and parts of the country are threatened and the Iraqi government is relying not on the Iraqi army, but volunteer fighters and former Shia militias, there are a lot of fault lines here, a lot of fractures. And in some cases, like what we've seen lately near Kirkuk, that's erupted into violence with Kurdish forces fighting the other forces aligned with the Iraqi government.
Any personalities on the horizon who might lead this opposition and this dissatisfaction?
One of them is Muqtada al-Sadr, who is a Shia cleric. The reason he commands so much loyalty is his family has been revered. His family is a family of martyrs. Some of them were assassinated by Saddam Hussein. So he can actually get a couple of million people out on the streets to follow anything he says. The other person is the Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, who is the most revered Shia cleric here. He's in his 80s. He's very rarely seen. He very rarely issues any statements, but when he does, everybody listens. And he has been instrumental in calling for reform through his representatives. The religious figures remain the people who are the most powerful here.
If we can decipher American politics, so we can take a stab at Iraqi politics. Jane Araf, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jane Araf is a journalist in Baghdad talking about the political crisis that has taken hold in Baghdad, the worst, she says, since 2003.